I'm sorry I can't give you anything else, but I hope that will be worthwhile. I hope you enjoy
it. Yes, sir.
Doing some of the talking some with you.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm glad to get that.
Yep.
Well, I thank you. Mr. Charlie, what was the weather going to do this morning, you said?
We're in for pretty weather now. Cool, pretty weather for a few days.
Yeah.
Yeah. Arkansas, I see, has got a freeze across it, so they're going to get possibly killing coal in Arkansas.
Really?
Uh-huh. But they said maybe a little north of down. Down here, though, about 42. So if we don't get in lower than that, it ain't going to hurt us, you know. I'd hate to see a freeze now. Everything is so pretty, you know.
Yes.
It would really hurt.
Yes.
Is that your man, right?
Sure is.
Good.
Well, thank you.
Sure is.
Did y'all write letters to keep in touch with folks when you were younger?
Oh, yeah. I do now. Right, Arkansas. That folks up there, you know. My grandson, California.
When was the last time you...
It was a couple of weeks ago since I wrote a letter. We correspond about once a month. Keep in touch, you know. You know how I'm getting along.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got one in, got one in Florida that we're not corresponding, not that I hear from them, though, through the family pretty regular.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate that.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm glad to do it. Just a small way of trying to pay you.
Oh, no, it's all right.
When you write a letter, you have to know the person's,
Well, you have to have the name and address, you know?
Yeah.
Yep.
When you finish writing the letter, you put it in the back of your...
I put it in the
envelope and you...
Yeah. I generally always address it before I put it in there. I generally address and stamp it.
Yeah.
That's generally the first thing I do when I go to write a letter.
Old folks would say they were doing what? They were...
Probably you'd say writing, I guess.
Backing it, or...?
Yeah, back in the envelope. Yeah, the envelope would be back in the envelope, huh? That's what you'd call it.
Mm-hmm. Now, we were talking about fishing. The type fish you get around here, can you tell me?
I'm not the best on that. We have what you call a catfish.
Yeah, and perch.
That catfish is not a scale fish. They get pretty large.
You gotta skin them, don't you?
Yeah, skin them is right. And you have two or three kind of those. You have, someone called them pied cat, you know, in the blue, or spotted cat in the blue, you know. And we have a white perch, a sacolet. That's a very, very fine fish for eating. And we have the goggle-eyed perch, it's a pretty good size, you know. And the regular river perch, you know. Some of them are red.
What kind of seafood do you get around here? Do you call them?
Oh, they get all kinds of seafood around here. You get